Hey guys, it's your girl Kamara A. Unique, and we are here for another episode of the A. Unique Beauty Podcast. I am so excited. So excited to be here. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode. It was so powerful and such a powerful movement of God that I was just like blown away by the end of that. By the end of that recording, that it was just like, wow. So this week we are going to start. I believe it's going to be like a two-part series, just depending on how long this goes. But I'm going to share the steps that I took and my testimony moving from New York to LA. And yeah, we're going to get right into it. But I need to talk about my beauty product of the week. I want to celebrate one of my favorite color correctors. It's by Jurn Beauty, and I just want to shout out Jurn Beauty. Their product is so bomb, so amazing. I use it on all of my clients, and I also use it on myself. If you guys follow me on Instagram, I do use it a lot. And I also use the Alpine Glow, which is my favorite. The Alpine Glow works for light to medium deep skin tones. It basically brightens the skin, takes away any dullness, unevenness, any sallowness in the skin, and just gives you a bright finish when you put your foundation on top. They have about 5 different colors. Kawaii is also one of my favorites too. Kawaii is also nice for hyperpigmentation, acne scars, dark spots, and dark circles. And it's good for light to medium skin tones. I like to use that Kawaii, like if I'm on myself, like if I want to just apply like a concealer and have it look like I have on concealer, but I'm not wearing too much makeup. It's super, super light, and it gives that brightness under your eye without having to worry about like I'm looking orange or anything. Now the Marrakesh is a little bit more deep. This is for the chocolate girls. This is for let's say you have like if you're like a super chocolate girl and you have dark circles or dark spots, acne scars, hyperpigmentation, the Marrakesh will definitely work for you. The Dew, which is green, works for light to medium or medium to deep skin, skin complexions. But the only thing that this one works with is for redness from dryness. So let's say you maybe get a little bit, a little red from like sunburn, because even as Black women, we do tend to get sunburn, right? So let's say you get a little red from that, or let's say you popped a pimple and it's super red on your cheek, then that's where you use the Dew. Matcha is also a green also, and that one is for light to medium or medium to deep skin tones, and it's perfect for acne and acne scars. So if you popped a pimple and you want to get rid of it, you will use the matcha. But my favorite, I'll be honest, is the Alpine Glow, because I like to look like I'm glowing. I like to look bright. So it works so good with my skin, and I love, 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 love it. And they just celebrated their 1 year anniversary, a couple of weeks ago. And so I want to shout them out today. And also you can use the code Kamara20, Kamara and 20 for a discount. And, I'm pretty sure that you'll be happy that you purchased it. Like I'm not going to tell you guys, like, this is not an ad. They're not paying me for this. This is just my, like what I, a product that I really, truly love and stand by. And I think that it will be fantastic if you guys try it out. And I think you'll have a really, really fantastic experience from using the product. So now I want to get all up in my business, and I want to talk about my move from New York to California. I'll be real with you guys. I heard the word to move to California about last year, and when I heard it, I basically was like, God didn't tell you that, because he already know I don't like LA, so I'm never going to move to LA. And so whatever profit is, whatever y'all are, like, I'm good, we good, you good, bye. Tell your father, boy, bye, right? And I heard it from two different prophets. One was Faith Wacoma, and the other one was from my old church. And I couldn't understand. I was just like, okay, maybe it's not happening anytime soon, because remind you guys, I was living in this beautiful apartment in Jersey City that I loved. I had views of like the city, woke up to the sun rising, and by the time the sun was setting, literally I could see the sun set from my apartment. And, you know, like the sun rose in my bedroom and set in my living room. It rotated around my apartment. It was just a bright, beautiful, wonderful, amazing apartment that brought me so much joy. And I was just like, God is not going to give this to me for me to like move out. Like, he's just not going to do that. Like, this is my dream place, you know? And little did I know, yeah, I had to go. So I started working with this coach. She's called the Prophet's Keep, where she basically helps prophets cultivate their gifts and just grow. And her name is Asha. She's awesome, an awesome woman of God. And we started working together on May 12th. And, you know, Asha came to me correct. She was just like, listen, girl, she's from New York. So she's like, listen, girl, I don't even think you're ready for like to give God your all. And I'm like, on the phone with her crying, like on this Zoom call crying. And I'm like, Asha, I have to be real with you. I don't think I'll ever be ready to give God my all. And she was like, whoa. And I said, yeah, it's something like giving God your 100% like yes is something that you're never really ready for. It's just something that you're like, if this is what he's calling for me to do, then I have to just do it. I have to close my eyes and I have to do it. And so for me, I had to get rid of some of the things that I was holding on to, that I was like, God's going to be okay if I still did this. God's fine if I still did that. I'm good. So me, this is personally for me, and this is not for everyone, but if you feel led by the Holy Spirit for yourself, then, you know, I say, move forward with that and just trust what God is. You know, if you feel like conviction, then you know what to do. So the first thing I did was I got rid of my wine bottles, and it was in the middle of quarantine. So I had a lot of wine bottles because I stocked up. I remember walking, to the wine store and literally stocking up my little bags full of wine, not groceries, wine. I said, okay, I'm gonna stop cursing. But then I also felt like there were things that God wanted to do on the inside of me that I probably didn't realize that needed to be uprooted and to be removed from me, right? So, you know, there's times when you feel like you're delivered from everything, you're doing great, you're focused, you're good. But then I'm like, there's some things hidden that I might have like tucked away and probably was like, God, I'm gonna tuck this away and I'm gonna keep this over here and I'm gonna act like you ain't find it. Acting like he's not my father and he's not going to come in and clean out my whole closet and find whatever I was trying to hide. So I asked God to clean out my closet, basically. I was like, clean out my closet, Dad. And if there's anything that is not of you, I ask that you just clean it out. I ask that you remove it. I ask that you uproot it. And I ask that you have your full way in me and through me. And when I did that, he immediately started to move. It was... Guys, it was so powerful how he started to move in my life. I knew the first thing I had to ask him was, I said to him, I was like, okay, I need a church home. Because if I'm going to go forward with having you, like really giving you my all, I need a covering. And I did not join my church hungry for God yet. And so I was like, I need a church covering and I need you to like let me know where I'm going to go to church and who's going to cover me on this journey with you. And so Asha had gave me a couple of scriptures to read. She gave me Romans 12, and Romans 12 was basically like, It's a living sacrifice, giving your body a living as a living sacrifice. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And so I'm studying that on May, like around on, like, I've been studying that the whole week. I was like, all right, I got to study Romans 12. I have to study it. I have to, like, understand that I want to be transformed with the in the renewing of my mind so that I don't follow the trends of the world. Like, I don't look at what other people are doing and say, oh, I'm going to go and do that. I'm going to go be like that. I'm going to go be like this. Like, I'm going to be who God has called Kamara to be completely and fully. And I had to just really, like, really look at that for me personally at Romans 12 and, like, look at it and say, okay, all right, God, I need to be transformed by my mind and how I think and how I react and how I speak. How do you want me to completely be? And I had to write a holiness prayer. I don't know if I want to share the prayer, but I had to write myself a holiness prayer that I would say to myself on a daily basis, that basically just gave myself my body and my mind just to be sanctified and just holy and pleasing to God completely. And so God started to do this thing with me where he would be like, go for a walk. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go for a walk. And then he was like, I want you to go to the marina. And I was like, well, I'm gonna go to the marina. And so I went to the marina. And during the marina, I'm like, God, I really need to find a church home. And while I'm walking there, I get a phone call from one of the girls at the church. And she's like, hey, you know, we were calling to see if you were interested in possibly joining the church because we're having new members on Sunday. And I was just like, whoa, that's crazy. I was just praying and asking God to clean out my closet. And I said, God, before you add anything into the closet, I need a church home for covering. And I just need you to make it clear that this church is my church. And boom, you call me. And she's like, wow, that's amazing. So I guess you're joining. I'm like, I guess this is it. Hungry for God was a church that I already was thinking, like, this has to be my church home. I love that church so much. I love the pastors. I love the congregation. I love the people there, the leaders. They're awesome. I call them the Avengers, and they're bomb, you know? And so I was honored to join. And while I'm on the phone with her, my pastor, Pastor Vernell, starts texting me and he says, hey, we're just checking on you just to see how you're doing. How are you? And I'm like, bro, that's so much like confirmation, double confirmation that I'm supposed to be at this church, because he did not know I was on the phone with the young lady and she did not know that he was texting me at the same time. Like, no one, like, it wasn't a setup. You get what I'm saying? It was all God. And so as I hang up with them, God leads me to I finally find the marina because I couldn't find it. It was my first time going there. And I go and I sit at the water and I go live. And during the live, I share with you guys that I needed to be a Mary and I needed to sit at God's feet. That this was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be a disciple. I wanted God to speak to me. And there was something that was feeling that I was feeling while I was doing my lives, my Thrive at Five lives. It was so much fun and I enjoyed every single moment. But there was also something missing. And there was also something that I felt like needed to be added to my life. And I didn't know that whole time. It was like I was, even though I was so anchored in God, I wasn't as anchored fully as I desired or as my spirit desired, basically. And so, I went live and I told you guys that I was going to take some time off and I was going to go sit at God's feet and be a Mary and not a Martha. And, stop the work, stop trying to be so busy and really do the work. And it's been a journey, y'all. It's been a journey. But I'm, you know, I'm grateful because I'm now, like, it's been, that was in May, and I'm now starting to come back and do lives again, in God's timing. It took this long for me to come back live, but we're going to go, let me get back into the story so I can let you know, like, the different things that I experienced, during my move. So while I was on that walk, I did that, signed off of Instagram, basically closed it out of my phone, no longer focused on it, walked back home. That night, it was May 15th. I was reading Isaiah 1 and Isaiah 55. I did not get to Isaiah 55 because Isaiah 1 basically like slayed me. It's a pretty long one, but I will not get too deep into it. So, but if you guys want to look up Isaiah 1, you should definitely look into it. It's, pretty powerful. Then the next morning, which was May 16th, I woke up that morning and I was just like, wow, God, like, this is so awesome. My Bible was opened up to Isaiah 1 on verse 18. And it just jumped out at me. And I wrote the date 5/16/20 on top of this because I never want to forget how I felt that morning. And the Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will now be as white as snow. And though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. And if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And so I literally start crying because I'm like, oh my God, Jesus, you're speaking to me. Like, this is so major. Like, I'm literally telling you to clean out my closet. And you're literally like, okay, let's settle out the matter of the things that I found. We good. I'm going to wash it clean and let's have a conversation. So then he showed me the marina again and the marina got big. Like, it's weird how God moves sometimes. Like, when he wants to like highlight something to you. And I know some people were like, how are you able to like hear from God so clearly? I think because I was fully expected by what he has promised that he was going to perform it, which was basically, I was expecting him to have a conversation with me. Like, I was just like, listen, we're going to talk and I'm not getting up from your feet until we have a conversation. And so the marina became like this big thing. And I was like, all right, I got to go to the marina. And I said to God, I was like, well, God, I'm going to go to the marina. But you know what, Lord? It'll be really dope if I see a farmer's market because it's May 16th. Ain't nothing open. But you know what? Blow my mind, God. And he was like, well, grab a bag. I said, well, I'm going to grab a bag. And he was like, okay, well, put it in your pocket. I said, well, I'm going to put it in my pocket. So I get dressed. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I get dressed. I put on my workout clothes, put on my hat, grab my bag, fold it up, pop it in my pocket. And I go for my walk to the marina and I'm walking all the way down to the marina. I pass. There's a, on Jersey Ave, there's a park where the farmer's market normally is. And it was closed. So I was like, oh man, God, like the farmer's market is not there today. And I was just like, all right, I'm still happy. And I remember saying out loud, like, God, I'm still happy that I had the faith to carry a bag. Because that means now I can go to the supermarket and grab some things. Because, you know, once you go outside, it's a wrap. Like, you go outside, you're outside. Like, you got to go grab everything that you can because it's a whole pandemic and you need to get your behind back in the house, right? Okay. So after that, I go and I grab a latte. I keep walking towards the marina because he showed me the marina. So I said, I'm going to get to the marina and I'm going to turn around and come back home. So I get I go grab a latte. My stomach starts to bubble. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I ain't going to try to sugarcoat it. I ain't going to make it cute. Don't tag my husband in this. Just listen. My stomach starts to bubble, y'all. And I'm like, ooh, I got to go home. And I turn around and I start walking back in the direction of my home. I hear a voice say, no, turn around and keep going. My stomach instantly settles and I turn around and I keep going towards the end of the marina. So basically, I'm walking towards the end of the marina. My stomach starts to bubble. I'm like, I need to go home. I immediately turn around, start going in the direction of my house, and I hear a voice say, no, turn around. So I turn back around to go to the towards the marina. It's the middle of the pandemic, so I'm looking crazy with my mask on. People are looking at me like, why is this girl going back and forth? What is this about? What's going on with her? Is she okay? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to keep it moving. I get to the end of the marina, and I make that left, and I turn, and I see a farmer's market. And I'm in the street crying like, oh my God, Jesus, you're so good to me. You gave me a farmer's market? Like, bruh, like I literally asked you for a farmer's market and you just like, boom, in your face when it's not even supposed to be open. Like, bruh, blow my mind. So I go to the farmer's market, I grab some things and because I had the bag. Shout outs to me having the bag. And I go and I, it's like a little park that's attached to the, like, it's a small park attached to the marina. It's affiliated with the Liberty State Park. So it's a smaller version of the Liberty State Park. So like super small, like people let their dogs out to go play. It's literally right on the water. So you could like sit on a rock and your feet could be like touch you. Like you could literally touch the water. And so I go and I sit on this rock and I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, wow, God, you're blowing my mind. And I'm looking at the World Trade Center and I'm just looking at everything. And I'm just like, this was such a wonderful, powerful experience of you just giving me a farmer's market, you know? And so I was like, well, do it again, God. And so my grandmother calls me. And so my grandmother calls me and I'm on the phone with my grandmother and she's like, what's going on with you? And I'm like, well, I have this urge in me. I've been asking God to clean out my closet and this urge that I feel like California is looking really, really nice all of a sudden. And my grandmother automatically says, nope, you're not moving to California. Girl, bye. Girl, have several seats. Boop, boop, cat, cat, ba-dum, bump. And I'm like, but grandma, if God is telling me to move to LA, then I have to do it. Because if I don't do it, then I'm going to sit here and live in regret wondering what if. And even if I don't go now, he's going to find a way to get me there another way. So I think it's best that I just go now where I could afford to go. And it just, like, just to see, like, it doesn't hurt to see. I have no children yet. I have no husband yet. I have nothing really holding me back. I'm a single woman. And I think it's not going to hurt to try. And she's like, okay, well, what do you need? I said, well, there's a moving truck that goes from New York to California. I need that information. I found out that it's $1,800. I asked a couple of friends for that information. No one gave it to me, but I need to figure it out. She's like, okay, what else do you need? I said, well, I also need to know how am I going to pay my bills? If my clients are going to book me or if I need to figure out another job, another situation, like what is it that I need to do, Lord? I also need to know if I should join an agency, if maybe I need to do that just to like build my name up in LA, like what exactly do I need to do? And I'm willing to follow through with that. And so she was like, well, you need to pray about that. And I said, well, I'm going to pray about that. That's what I'm doing right now. And so I heard the voice say, now you can go home. Like I felt this urge, go home now. And so I start walking back home and I'm walking towards my house and I'm walking, leaving the marina. And I saw Grove Street. So I was like, oh, I have a bag. I could go to the supermarket and grab some stuff and take my shuttle to my house and I'll be fine. I heard the voice say, no, go the way you came. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go the way I came. So I scratched Grove Street out of the equation and I started to walk the way I came. And as I was walking, I saw a moving truck coming up towards me. And I'm walking and I'm like, wow, these moving guys they've just finished moving. Remind you guys, I just walked past this way. There was no truck there when I walked past. I get closer to the truck and the truck says, New York to California Express. Right? And so I'm like, Jesus! In the street, like, what are you doing? I literally just prayed and just asked. And my grandmother said, what do you need? And I said, I need a moving truck that goes from New York to California. And you just throw the moving truck in my face? Like, bruh, what are you doing? Like, I was just blown. And so I called, the first person I called was Essence Atkins. And I was like, Essence, I'm moving to LA. And God just put this moving truck in my face and I'm coming to LA. And she was just like, wow, like telling her exactly what happened to this, from the T, from what it happened to me. I run home and I get on my face. I get on my face and I'm just crying and worshiping and just like in a place of worship, of true worship to God, and just thanking Him and just saying, wow, like, I can't believe you're blowing my mind like this. Like, I cannot honestly believe that you're just like, you're really blowing my mind. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to start looking at apartments in LA, but I'm not going to like make any decisions or anything because I'm going to let you be the full gentleman in this. I'm going to let you do what you do. I'm also going to allow you to be, to go 6 feet away from me. Like, I'm going to let you socially distance with me. So you're going to be 6 feet ahead of me, God. And you just going to drag me to LA because I don't want to go. And He gave me like the location He wanted me to move in. And I won't share that, but He gave me the location to be that He wanted me in. And then He also gave me, He told me that He wanted me to give up my apartment to someone that I know. And so I remember I called one friend and I'm on the phone with her and I'm just like, you know, I feel like this apartment in particular, I got to hand it down to somebody. Like, I can't just like give it up. And she's like, well, this person's name comes in mind. I'm going to name them the people that I'm talking about different names. So I'm going to name them Hannah and Ruth. Right. And so my homegirl's like, yo, Hannah comes in mind. And so I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, that actually sounds good. So I call Hannah and I'm like, yo, I don't know if you were thinking about this, but I'm moving to LA and I don't want to get rid of my apartment. And I think that it'll be best if you take over the lease. And she was like, wow, that's so crazy because I'm here painting my room in my parents' house. And my friend just said to me, why are you painting a house, like a room that you're about to leave? And I'm like, wow, okay, well, pray about it, get on your face, ask God, and we'll have the answer on the same day. I call another girl. And I called this girl. She lived in the building already. And I was saying to her, I was like, yo, I'm moving to LA. And, you know, if you're interested, I'm going to, you know, I'm looking to have someone take over my lease to take over the apartment. And she's like, oh, my God, that's so crazy. I'm going to call her Ruth. And she's like, that's so crazy because I'm literally sitting here yesterday and saying, wow, God, you know, it'd be really dope if I had an apartment like Kamara's. And I started to shop for furniture. So I'm like, bruh, you wildin', like, get on your face, ask God, we'll find out on the same day, right? That was on Sunday. Fast forward to Friday of the following week, I go for my walk again in the marina. The marina became an everyday thing for me, even though it was like it was a pandemic going on. I was safe. Jersey City was pretty empty. Like, nobody was walking the streets, so it wasn't like crazy. And I would go to the park and I would just find like a quiet place by myself. And I also recommend, like, if you're going to ask God to clean out your closet, like going on those walks with Him and really like walking your neighborhood or finding a park or someplace that you could just really just hear Him and just spend quality time with Him is super imperative, y'all. It's so important. So, so, so important to do that. And so basically, that Friday, I was looking at different apartments. I remember I was looking at apartments, but I wasn't really touching the apartments. I was just looking, and I was having I was speaking to someone through email, and the person's name was like Cole, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm, you know, emailing this person through Zillow. We're talking about this apartment. I'm like, okay, you know what? I speak to my pastor. That Friday, my pastor calls me, and I'm out at the marina, and my pastor is like, you know, how's this whole thing going on with LA? Like, what's up? And I'll say another thing about this: the fact that I had community with my church and with my pastors really, really helped me, because you don't want to be isolated when you're making such a big decision. Like, isolation is not God. Like, God wants us in community. And there are times that we have to sit alone in his presence, but there's also times when you need people that are prophetic and people that actually hear from the Lord that can give you sound advice and not put fear in your heart. And I thank God that each and every person that was assigned to me in that season did not place any fear in my heart, but actually gave me sound and amazing advice to move forward and to trust what God was doing. And so, let me go back. Hold on, y'all. My brain went a little freezing for a second. And so basically I'm at the marina and my pastor calls me, and he's just like, what's going on with you and your move to LA? And I said, yo, I think I'm going to do it, but I'm just letting God tell me what the next step is. I'm going to let him be the perfect gentleman, and I'm going to just chill. I'm not going to try and move ahead of him, because normally how I normally move, I'm like, oh, he want me to move to LA? It's a wrap. Let me find a place. Boom, 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 boom. And today, like this time, I actually just want him to like wine and dine me a bit, you know? And so my pastor said, well, you know, honestly, I think God is just waiting on you to make the move. Let me tell you about how I found the church. He told me how he basically had to step out, how he had to help, you know, sow a seed into another church. As he sowed the seed into this other church, basically, the next day he received a word that he received a phone call that he was basically receiving a church home, like a whole building for free. Right. I think it's like for free, or basically like for nothing, like for like pennies, basically. Right. And so he was just like, I think you need to make that first move. And I was like, whoa, that story really spoke to me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call my landlord and tell them basically that I'm moving. But it didn't go like that, because of course I needed to give the apartment to someone else anyway. But I was like, I'm going to start making the moves. I'm going to buy the moving boxes. I'm going to just start to make the move. So then my mom calls me right after I hang up with him. And my mom is like, what's going on with you? And I'm like, I am moving to Los Angeles. And she's like, oh my God, I think that will be amazing. And I said, really? Because my mother, you know, I'm expecting it to sound like my grandmother. Oh, no, 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 no. You're not moving to LA, girl, bye. My mom was like, no, you need to go. If God is telling you to go, you should go. That means something like it's going to be something wonderful and a wonderful experience for you. And you should really trust that. And I said, okay, well, if you say yes, I'm going to go. And so after that, I go and I sit by the boats, and I'm just sitting there and I'm looking at the boats, and I'm like, wow, God, I'm really going to actually make this move. And I'm scared. And then I hear God say, look at your emails. And so I look at the email of the woman that was emailing me for the apartment I was looking at. And I go, nah. So I email her and I'm like, yo, tell me this is not crazy. Is this your real name? And she's like, yep, that is my real name, Kamara. And I'm like, oh my God. And she says, yes, my real name is Kamara too. We both had the same name. So this whole time I'm emailing her, I'm thinking that her name, I'm thinking like it's my name and Cole's name attached in one email, so that Zillow basically kind of like, you know, like for privacy issues that they put our names together, so it's like a made up Zillow email. I didn't think that her name was really Kamara Cole, right? And so I'm like in tears. I call my pastors. I'm like, yeah, she has the same name as me. I call my friend. I call the two girls. I call Hannah and Ruth because remember, I told them we're going to find out on the same exact day. I call both of them. None of them answer. But Hannah calls me back. Hannah says to me, she's like, I'm shook. I'm like, why are you shook? She said, because I know why you're calling. I'm like, why am I calling? She says, because God gave me an answer of what I'm supposed to do. I said, well, God gave me an answer. Let me tell you what your father did, right? And he blew my mind. And she's like, wow, okay, this is crazy how it's moving. So I don't hear back from Ruth until later that evening. And Ruth calls me and she's like, hey, I was just calling to tell you that I don't think I'm going to take your place. I think it's best that I just stay in my apartment. I was like, girl, that's crazy, because the other young lady I was calling, she basically said that she's going to take it. She's like, wow. I said, yeah, it's moving. Like, it's good. Like, it's all God. Like, God said, whoever want to take it, take it, take it, take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. So I'm like, boom. My apartment is off my hands. Done. God gave me a date. He said July 1st. So I was like, I got to be there on or before July 1st. After that weekend, my church has a conference, and I was like, I'm not going to get another prophetic word. Like, I'm good, God. Like, I don't need another prophetic word. This is okay. Like, we're good. You don't need to tell me another word, Lord. And he was like, no, I need you to go in there. And I go in there, and one of the guys, Larry, Pastor Larry, tells me, I'm just hearing for you, Kamara, easy decision. And he doesn't know anything. Like, I only shared this with my pastors and maybe like two people from the church. And that's it. And he was just like, I keep hearing for you, easy decision, easy decision. And that everything that you're doing right now is nothing but an easy decision for you. And I was like, boom, I'm packing up. And I literally purchased the boxes to move that night. And I was like, that's it, God, let's go. Let's go on this journey. And I'm not going to look back. And I started to pack my stuff that night. So I'm going to end this to now. And I'm going to have the part two for next week. But I wanted to get you guys' minds like ready for asking God to clean out your closet. There are many times that many of us are asking God to like, do something for us, and like you want him to answer a certain prayer, but he's like, I need to do this first before I can answer this prayer for you. Maybe it's unforgiveness. Maybe it's that you unforgiveness for yourself or unforgiveness for towards someone else. Maybe it's bitterness. Maybe it's something that's holding you back that you probably like compressed and put it in a little side pocket and then threw it that jeans and rolled it up and threw it in the back of your closet. And I want you guys to just actually take this time this week to just say, God, come in and clean out my closet. Like, come in and do the work in me and through me and deliver me from things that's holding me back from actually allowing you to move fully in the woman or the man. I don't know if a man is listening to this, but in allowing me to be fully the person that you need me to be. And when you give him that full surrender, like that right there, that prayer right there is full, complete surrender. And when you give him that, he's going to blow your mind, you guys. And I mean, he blew my mind moving me to a place, a land that I didn't even want to go to. But I went because I trust him and because I have faith in him and because I wanted to just test the waters. I was like, okay, let's like, what do I have to lose? And trusting God fully. And I mean, we're going to get into like how crazy it's become, but but it's been a wonderful experience, and I would not trade that full experience for the world. Like, I would not have I would not say, you know what, I want to do it all over again. I'm happy with the way it went, and I will see you guys next week, and I will share the second half of this, and it might go into third because it's been a while since I really fully, completely shared it, but I'm going to share the second half next week also. next week, Monday, it will drop, but I'm going to record it now. So I'm just going to get it out now. But I love you guys. I thank you guys for tuning in. Please subscribe. Please download. Please tag a friend, tag a sister, tag a husband, tag somebody, and tell somebody to listen because this might help them. But yeah, y'all have a good night. Bye.